So you watch the video of the bride on YouTube.
Call me flip-flop. I don't like to flip-flop this much, but upon viewing it and seeing it now, I am back to where I was before, where I think it's a wonderful, beautifully done amateur comedy sketch.
Fake.
And to the point where I believe the girl is wearing a wig also. The liberal cutting of her hair by herself and then by her bridesmaids without any real thought to it.
Right.
Even, I believe, a bride, even in her most depleted emotional condition,
panicked,
would not. She may try to cut the curls, but she wouldn't do it as haphazardly as she did it. And then another moment in there when the camera pans down perfectly to the hair on the floor.
A little professional.
And, you know, somebody had said that it looks like the camera is hiding behind. No, the camera is, she is framed on an amateur camera perfectly. That camera, she's aware of its presence the whole time
but
we're
there.
But
they're such freaking hens, though.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I'll tell you, as soon as talking about flip-flopping, when you go to it immediately and you see them their dresses, they're in a hotel room.
Right.
I mean, they have the champagne out there. And then I start to lose credibility once again when the bride walks in. Mm. Because the bride walks in really, it's a bad hairdo, but it's not even, it's beyond a bad hairdo. It's a comically bad hairdo.
I'm going to stick by real.
Okay.
But that's why I'm glad we brought it up on the show.
Yeah, and who knows, you know, the nice thing about this, you never know whether it'll be proven or disproven.
Oh, I'm sure it'll come out one way or another. You know, if the girl
it's not like a smoking gun's going to spend their time on that.
Hello, Don and Mike. You know, if she has it on MySpace that she's an actress.
Yeah.
You know,
you never
probably
know.
So.
You never know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey,
show.
How's it going?
Okay, my friend.
Hey, name's Todd. I love you guys. Yeah, I just want to say that screen sounds like the Blair Witch Project, the end of the movie there.
Yeah.
There it is.
Josh, awesome. Josh.
Run up and chunk. See
you. And the Blair Witch Project, another fake thing.
Oh, made-up movie. That, sure, right. That was a made-up movie. Hello, Todd and Mike show.
I hated it, too.
Hey, hello. Todd and Mike. I just saw, I knew you guys both pet owners. I have seen the most absolute, ridiculously funny thing on the internet. Somebody has invented a pet washing machine.
pet washing machine. Time machine.
It is insane. CNN has it on their website with a video of a cat in this thing. It is hysterical.
Does it secure the pet and wash it at the same time?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it looks like an actual washing machine, but the jet sprays come up from the bottom. Uh-huh. And Jeannie Moose, I guess, did the story. And
oh, Jeannie Moose, God.
Did they put her in it?
Not big enough for her.
She's not actually in the machine, but they did show these people who thought it was animal cruelty, that it wasn't animal cruelty, and they actually put somebody in the machine with a cat and videotaped.
Well, anybody that's ever watched a dog in the tub, I mean, that's probably a valuable thing.
They have a special model for Jeannie Moose. It's called the Crenshaw.
Is her name Jeannie Most?
Jeannie Most.
But it's spelled Moose.
Moose is like she's a cow.
Jeannie Most, like she gets the most turkey at Thanksgiving.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? I have an explanation for those bridesmaids and the bride.
Yeah.
They're Canadian. I mean, if you listen, you hear them dropping boat all the time, and only Canucks talk like that.
Does it say on the website that they're Canadian?
No, but just the way they talk. I grew up near Niagara Falls, and...
Well, they also say
all the Canadians drop boat all the time. They're the only people I know of that do.
Well, it doesn't mean that a Canadian's not capable of making a fake YouTube tape. Right.
Are you thinking? Are you thinking more that it might be fake now?
No,
I'm talking to Don. It's hard. It's not easy.
Now that the great cynic has looked at it,
yeah. But you got to remember, I used to watch America's Funniest Home Videos, and I would think 60-70% of the videos were just pure crap.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Howdy. If you watch near the end of that video, standing in the, they pan out and go to outside the bathroom, one of her bridesmaids is actually laughing, almost like it's a joke, and then they pan back into the bathroom really quick.
All right. Yeah, and that's another moment when one of the bride, they close the door, and one of the other actresses, I mean bridesmaids, makes this big statement.
I'll stand by it that it's real, because like I said, originally bringing this to you today, if it's fake, and if she's an actress, they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Give them a goddamn movie.
I think it's real, and I think that could be uncomfortable laughter, and also, you know, women, they're flawed. They would laugh. They would turn on each other. They would laugh at her if that problem was going on.
Well, I think you're a bonehead.
Reject a woman, and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind.
I think you're being too gullible.
Also, weak arms.
I think you're being way too gullible, Rob.
Either way, it's entertaining.
It is entertaining, and you can't fool me there. I'm going to go look at my letter from theater.
But when, listen, when they're doing that, that's too real.
It's pretty good.
It's but so it's, but real, it,
but
Mike.
But the reality of it is, on a wedding day, it would seem to me, They would look. It's the first time she has to have that camera put away. They'd put away the camera because they'd be that she's in that state of emotional
distress.
Unless
you knew you had some gold.
Well, yeah, but they don't think like guys. Women don't think like guys. Mm-hmm. Now, guys, on the other hand, you know, your friend catches his leg on fire. As long as he's not going to die, you videotape it till the end.
You know what you're doing right now?
What's that?
You're ruining my buzz.
Really? Am I buzz killing you?
Yes.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It is my role on this show.
I know. You're probably right.
20 years I've been doing
this. I still want to be a Pollyanna in this regard.
I'm a debunker.
And think that it might be true. I'm going to hold out hope that it's true.
And I hope that you know, we get some kind of follow-up on it, too.
Well, I'm sure there will be.
I will tell you that I would be very nervous if I had to really, you know, put money on it. Yeah. Because it is a pretty good performance.
What was the thing they said on the Today Show? Did they have a consensus?
They really didn't.
So the whole point of the thing, Rob, is that they're debating this as to whether it's real or fake?
I bet we get an answer in the next 48 hours.
You know what it makes me want to do? It makes me want to go out and just come up with a real nice scam and put a fake one out, you know, put a fake one out. But it's hard to do. It really is hard to do. America's Funny House Home Videos are always the worst where, hey, look at Shelly. Shelly's on the trampoline with the dog as soon as the trash barrel blows up and grandma falls in the cake.
But that show is like a fungus. Do you realize that show's been on the air something like 30 years, 20 years?
Yeah, and almost
something
from
like
the
that?
First year, people have been sending in, fake you know, one. Fake one. Yeah. Is it grandma trips into the birthday cake?
Last
Duh.
Week, Julia says to me, I found the greatest new show. I said, what is it? He said, it's called America's Funniest Home Video.
Well, I think it's great for kids. Yeah. I think it's a great show for kids. Unless, you know, and you know the only time I really laugh at America's Funniest Home Videos, and this is terrible, but if it really appears to be a serious injury.
Which is why the evolution of that show on a pay network or something should be more YouTube-ish. For instance, I think I've mentioned this before. I'll put in a category on YouTube like tow truck. Mm-hmm. And you can pull up maybe 20 videos of people. And the reason they're taping it is to get an insurance claim.
Right.
Of a car being towed or a car being lifted up to be towed. Mm-hmm. And you just see the car fall to the ground.
Okay.
And the reaction of the guys. Or watch for ski mishaps.
Do you type that in there? See, yes. I'm the worst YouTube surfer in the world. I'm still really new to it. I don't do it that well.
Where you got someone going down a bunny slope and just horrific falls.
Ski mishaps really, you know, I think it's tough. Well, you can fake them, of course. But even if you're faking them, you're going to see somebody take a real good header.
Here's another one. You put in moving. Just moving. And M-O-V-I-N-G.
Right.
And you get a bunch of videos of guys trying to move furniture. Now, in between all of the other crap, but you get videos of guys, like, carrying a sofa into a room, and it's not big enough to make it all the way through, and one guy ends up getting stuck in the doorway with a sofa on top of him, and his friends are videotaping him, and the guy's screaming at the top of his head, "Get this thing off me! Get this thing off me!" And that's what makes this thing believable.
Well, that's the difference. The guys would do that, you know. Right. Guys would really just keep that camera on him until he lost consciousness.
See, I think there's a part of me that thinks women would do it too.
Well, I think certain women would.
Part of the human element.
But it's just, it seems convenient.
Not 2 weeks ago, we have a piano in our house, an old piano that we finally got rid of. We put it on Craigslist, and three guys looked like from 24 came to get it at my house. Some terrorists came by. And they moved it to the front door. And this thing is heavy because it's like 1910.
Oh, hold on. You told me this. This is a perfect example of why people do have real videos. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they got it to the front door. It's on wheels, so it was pretty easy to get it to the front door. And then they had to lift it and take it down the steps. Mm-hmm. I told them that I couldn't help because of my back. Okay. But by the time they got to the front door, I said, you know, something great could happen. And I honestly did go get my video camera.
He called me up and he said, I taped these guys for about 30 minutes. I said, why? And he said, because they might have dropped the piano. Right?
And it would have been great. I mean, a nice 100-year-old upright piano with a brass frame, it would
crashing
have made a
down
great
to the floor.
Oh, magnificent.
But you missed the piano. Did you tape yourself when you were cutting your, what's left of your hair off? Because you were upset the piano was
Why
gone.
Did you let me cut my hair?
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to know if you think that song you played yesterday might be a fake.
God Hates Fags?
Yeah, I mean, I watched the video and I mean, bizarre, but I watched it and I thought, this has got to be a
fake. It's 100% a goof. It's a goof. It's a guy who made the song in reaction to a story about anti-God and
it's a parody of Christian rock
and pro-gay songs, right. or anti-gay songs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Although, like I said from day number one, a hit's a hit is a hit. You know what I'm saying?
Reject a woman and she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind. Also, weak arms.
Here's how it goes again, everybody. I want to say good afternoon. I want to send this one out to Tony Diggs right now. Driving his Fiat as fast as he can to the transmitter site. Because he smells something burning.
Give me strength to fight temptation. Lead me to your
Bacardi Limon.
Tony Diggs.
Hey, Tony, I heard God Hates Fags.
That's a parody song, but we've got a heat alarm. Heat alarm. It's hot.
You believe in God, Tony?
I do. Yeah.
Well, how you think God feels about fags?
Well, I don't think he's got one opinion in one way or the other. But this is a fake song. I know that. Listen to the hook. Oh no, that's controversial. Oh, and that video is fake. Sure as I'm drinking my Bacardi Limon, that video's fake.
I bet even though I can't see you, you have that lime green colored shirt on, your sports shirt.
You noticed. Thank you.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hey, could you play that song for me that, come see the Elvis Cup? Ask Elvis what's up.
Oh, no.
No.
Because
no,
if we do that, we'll all be singing it the rest of the day.
No, thank you.
We may have that song now that he even suggested.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, those screams are totally dubbed in. You can tell they come from an earlier episode of Hot Taint Waxing.
Oh, he's making a gag. Hot Taint Waxing.
Yeah. It doesn't make me scream.
Hold on, just ahead of a break here.
Pleasure.
This is not really breaking news, but this just came to us from Us Magazine. I heard that buzz.
I know.
Here's some real American Idol news.
Ah.
Okay. Courtney Love. That's right, I said. Courtney Love.
Right.
Says that Niall Lithgow, the guy that...
Niles?
Niall. Nigel Lithgow, the producer of American Idol, Nigel Lithgow and Simon Fuller, the producers of American Idol, have called Courtney Love and told her that they might need her to sit in for Paula Abdul for upcoming episodes of American Idol.
Really?
That's right.
You know, I hate to be... God, I feel like I'm questioning everything today.
Let me see.
Courtney Love? You're going to have Courtney Love replace her? Because why? Because she's got drug problems? Paula's got drug problems. She can replace her with Courtney Love.
Courtney Love says they thought that I would be great. I think it's weird, but brilliant, and I'm looking into it.
Well, there you go.
And here is Courtney Love's brand new hit song.
Oh, no! Oh, no.
This is without hole, incidentally.
Solo.
It's Courtney. Without a hole.
Elvis did the concert, you know. It was in the Coliseum. The Charlotte. Just before the concert will start, Elvis drank water in a cup.
Shut up.
Then he gave the cup to a boy.
Shut
to
up.
The cup with joy.
I like rape.
Since he kept the cup to
life. Okay, goddamn.
Wants to remember the
boring.
To tell everyone you love. The big cup is for everyone.
Okay.
Come see the Elvis cup. And I'll still be what's up.
Well, there's this history. You know, I'm also going to say
I hated it.
Okay, me too.
Wow.
I don't know where Jesse Jackson keeps coming from, though.
Well, there's this history, this historical history of lockouts, certain assumptions about white males.
I don't know why I got Jesse Jackson right next to Simon Cowell.
I hated it.
Me too. I don't know what's happening there. Okay, take that out of the machine right away.
Sure. And the best of all.
Take it out. Just stop it.
Now you can pandemonium.
For God's sake.
Right now, all the engineers are out of the transmitter just holding their head going, oh, I can stop.
I'm going to take it out.
How can we test audio with all this stuff going on?
Okay, take it out, for God's sake. Come on.
And ask Elvis what's up.
Oh, God.
Shut up.
It's out now.
And thank you very much.
Shut up.
Shut up!
Elvis Cup. All right, Courtney Love, we'll see about that. Oh, you know who's coming by when we come back?
Ooh.
Our good friend, Smart Charlie.
Yes, he might be smart, he might be dumb, you never know.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.